next on Girlfriend.
Friendly is excellent in a workplace, but friendship is a different situation altogether. Can't ever be two sets of rules, one for the family and one for the employees. The clarity first with the self, then you can have clarity with anybody, whether that be at the workplace or not.
Welcome to Girlfriend, Relationship Radio Rebooted, with your host, hypnotist, practitioner, and full-time psychic, Cynthia Chavan. Also in our studio, John Miles, Cynthia's husband. He is also a certified practitioner of hypnosis and NLP. My name's Jeff Newman, and this is BDGX.com, your online listening experience. And of course, we thank you for clicking on us today. On Girlfriend today, our question is, can you really have a friendship at work? Later on in the program, building blocks for better relationships. Today, one word, clarity. Well, welcome, Cynthia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. John?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Good to see you. Friendships at work. Let's deal with a dynamic that most of us who have held a job have probably toyed with, teetered with, dove right into, and that is, can you actually be a friend with a manager as an employee? And from a manager's seat, can you be friends with your employees, those who work for you? It's an interesting dynamic because I think we have to define the word friend before we go into the relationship.
But it's sort of a one word answer. No.
No, you can't be.
No, okay. I don't believe
you
can.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
I don't believe you can. I don't think it's a successful situation. It feels good because everybody is looking for an extended family. So oftentimes we, as managers or as owners of businesses or co-workers, are looking for that communal kind of feel to belong to something bigger than themselves. It's an extension of the family, extension of the church, extension of the clan, if you would. Mm-hmm. So they're looking for emotional situations and emotional satisfaction in another communal group, which it's not conducive in a business environment because everybody has their own agenda, their own itinerary. They may have a common goal, but they also have a personal itinerary. Mm-hmm. And the personal itinerary is what keeps the friendships very, very limited as to how successful they can be. As a manager to an employee, when the manager tries to be friends, the employee still sees the manager as the manager. Mm-hmm. So there's a line of intimidation. There's not an equality, even if it's done from a heartfelt place of let's all be communal.
So, you use the word communal. I like to think of the workplace as being somewhere where you can be comfortable. And there are business owners who, on purpose, and I respect this, try to set up the work environment so that it's a place you look forward to going to. It's not, oh, no, right. I got to go to work again.
Right.
They want it to be comfortable. They want it to be a place where you enjoy what you do. Now, how do you draw that line from I'm comfortable, I enjoy being here, but I got to go home, but I want to go home.
There's a couple of things I just want to quickly throw in here. And is first off, at work, there's this thing called money.
Yeah.
And everybody's there
to earn. Oh, I heard of that.
we're all there to earn money, and therefore the dynamic is skewed. I think that's something
correct.
There's
a power situation there, personal agenda. I'm sorry, Nate. We'll get back to you.
But that's part of the point is a business owner will want to make the place more comfortable so that those want to come and work and devote their time and energies in a place where they are making their living so that they'll be a more successful company.
I believe that when you put the structure in, that's exactly what does happen. When people put in the communal feel, but it's a communal feel like, oh, kumbaya, we're all going to be friends here, that's when the structure is not there, and that's when people become uncomfortable, and it doesn't feel like a great place to work because people don't know where they belong. When you know where you belong and you know your parameters, you can make it nice and easy and still fluid and very, very friendly, but not friendship.
Yeah,
friendship is different than friendly. Friendly is excellent in a workplace. Friendly is a good dynamics, accessibility and rapport. But friendship is a different situation altogether.
So
friendship is looking for an emotional connection to resolve an issue that a person has on a communal level that is not appropriate in a workplace.
I want to get back to that, because I think when you spend a lot of time in one position, and I have friends who've been in the first job that they've had out of college, 30 years they've been in the same position or with the same company. They've matriculated and moved up the ladder. But do you draw that line on the first day of work? Do you set that line in the sand? Here's what we're doing, so that the employee understands, this is my expectations, this is what I want to do, and that it is a professional acquaintanceship as opposed to a friendship.
A friendly professional acquaintance.
Yeah. A friend is someone you can get hammered in front of and not care the next day.
Yeah.
It's something that's totally inappropriate, I think,
right.
at work.
Right.
Even if you're on the road with that coworker
exactly.
and at a conference.
Exactly.
Particularly.
Because you're giving them an opinion.
But
they
these
have
things
an
happen.
Expression. It happens, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's successful. It does not necessarily mean overall, it might be uniquely successful, meaning here and there on an occasion you might meet somebody that you could do that with. But as an overall agenda, it is best to have personal relationships as personal relationships and have a friendly work environment. And yes, it should go off from day one. People do better when they know the parameters, when they feel like they can succeed. And when you bring friendship into a business environment, it changes the dynamics to where they don't have a venue for success. They don't have an itinerary or an agenda that they know that they can go down to succeed, because they're not in their logical side. They're in their emotional side of pleasing. And when they get in their emotional side of pleasing, they're into their family dynamics, the situations and values that they hold of themselves that they've projected onto other people come in, mm-hmm. and the management, all the structure shifts, and it becomes all personalized, so that if you're asking somebody to do something extra, then it becomes, how could they ask me to do that extra thing? You know, I'm their friend, we did this, blah, blah, blah. So it shifts everything, you lose your authority, they lose their perspective on how do I move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is into a more communal, more familiar relationship that they're trying to work their issues out, and there's no direct road to success. Whereas if you give them a friendly, but very clear parameter, they have a road to success.
I'd like your opinion on this. And
it's not radically different than parenting when you think about it.
Correct.
Not radically different?
Not radically different, because there's the role that the manager, no, I'm the dad,
yeah.
and you're the kid, and that's the way, to this day, we go home to New Orleans, and Cynthia is the daughter, and Mama, who's 90, is
that's
the mom,
my mom,
and that's it. They're not friends. They're not going shopping. You know, she makes food. It's awesome. She's the mama, and that's it.
And I understand that.
And this shut up and sit down.
I'm gonna recount a storyline from the television show MASH. So I probably saw this when I was 14 years old, but it stuck with me, and I'm not even sure why, but I think it's applicable here, and I want your opinion on this. Hot Lips.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's the hard ass nurse's boss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she, you know, no nonsense. The nurses do this and they work their shift, and she's not friends with any of them.
Right.
And that's established over the first couple of seasons of this show. Well, this particular episode, she's walking past one of the tents and she hears her nurses laughing and giggling and having fun. And they're in there, whatever they're doing, playing cards and drinking. And she walks by and she sticks her head in, and they immediately stop laughing, stop giggling, stop playing, almost salute her at attention. And really, all she wanted to do was be part of the group, be part and accepted, not necessarily as an equal. Again, I'm going back 30 years, and I'm trying to remember the.
Yeah, I remember
the
that. I think I remember
okay,
the episode.
But what happens
the idea
was,
is
she has a breakdown. She starts crying, and they said, and she winds up saying to them, "You never even, you know, offer me a cup of coffee." And she's
right.
crying, and she's upset. So you understand that dynamic,
right?
And then one of the nurses said, "Well, we never thought you'd accept it." Therein lies your manager.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the sensitivity? Oh, she's a good manager. She's by the book.
Right.
She's hard ass. And there is the respecting subordinates. You know, mm-hmm. they're doing their thing. They're friends with one another. They don't think that there can be a human element. Now, again, it's military and it's a TV show and all of that.
But it's extreme.
I want your opinion on that.
But it is extreme, and it's good. And probably in the military, that's probably exactly how it needs to be, because she needs their attention and to be able to direct them more than she needs their friendship. That's probably why they were very successful at what they were doing. And then her emotional side, which she was inappropriate at, you know, in displaying at that exact moment. She should have gone to somebody else and talked to them about what her problem was.
But I think that the honesty of that episode was...
Well, she was excluded from also her peers as well.
Yeah, her
so that was the problem.
She was excluded, period.
So she went to her subordinates, where they're more apt to give her acceptance than her peers, because her peers were actually an objection to it, too.
Well, let's deal with another dynamic then. The same question. Can you really have a friendship at work? What about with colleagues? What about with those who do same or similar things as you? You become friendly, and at times it's me and you against the man.
That's
you know,
right.
It's me and you against the world. But there might be a situation eventually where it's competitive for a promotion, for you know, that kind of thing.
That goes into what John said about the money situation. It depends. If there's always going to be somebody left out, if there's two peers that are in the same position that have the same opportunity for the same elevation to the next position, and they're also working in the same time frame. It's different if one has been there longer and the other one's been there less. You may, if the company has a policy of promoting the length of time that they give you, you know, okay, they've been there the longest, so they're the next one up for the position. If they don't just go in and are the kind of company that just raise according to performance and they don't really care who has tenure. So if, and I'm putting that in because I've seen it happen. So if the company has a policy of tenure and you have somebody that's been there a long time, you have somebody that's been there not so long, it may work out because they're not there for the same agenda. But if the same carrot's going to go out in front of them at the same time and they have the same agenda and they want to get to the same place and there is no, and they're not in different positions as far as the length of time that they've been there, it will not work out. Somebody will bite somebody.
I've had a sort of a corollary experience where I've been in the media business long enough to where I've been the employee one moment and the manager the next of the same relationship. So I think it's important to be adult and friendly in work, because you never know. Thea's bringing this up now. You never know what the relationship is going to be in 2 months or 10 years.
That's right.
I've seen that happen personally, where someone was a complete ass to me, and then it turned out that I was their manager later, and she was on a different foot. You know, you're the vendor one day, the customer the next day.
And I've been in a similar situation where I was middle management. Okay, and I won't get specific, because I shouldn't, but the owner of the company...
Oh, now you have to get specific.
You know, for the 20 people that work at this company, they'll understand. The manager of the owner of this company befriended one of my employees.
Right.
And it wasn't anything sexual. It was simply a friend.